Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 16, 2017. In today's news, Elevator World has announced its Project of the Year winners, a Kiev elevator manufacturing company is expanding for growth, vertical transportation is part of the answer for heavy traffic at a temple in India, Ohio is spending millions to upgrade elevators in a government building, and artistic elevators highlight renovations at a North Carolina newspaper building.
Elevator World is pleased to report the winners of the 2018 Project of the Year contest. Winning projects, which will be featured in our January 2018 issue, are Lottie World Tower, submitted by Otis Elevator Korea in Elevators New Construction, City Center, submitted by Southeastern Elevator Consulting, LLC, in Elevators Modernization, Athletic Club Museum, submitted by ThyssenKrupp Elevator in Escalators New Construction, Tower City Station, submitted by Kone in Escalators Modernization, Port of Malaya, submitted by ThyssenKrupp Elevator in Moving Walks, Tapia House Museum Pedestrian System, submitted by Isuzu Rhine Lift Manufacturing Company Limited in Inclined Elevators, T-10, 9, 8, Aerospace Center for Education, submitted by A-Plus Elevators and Lifts in Platform Lifts and Stairway Chair Lifts, Octagonal Clear Acrylic Elevator, submitted by Savaria in Private Residence Elevators, and City of Science Valencia, submitted by Alipont Group in Special Purpose Lifts.
Kiev, Ukraine-based elevator manufacturer Euroformat LLC plans to add 15,500 square meters, bringing its physical size to 28,000 square meters by 2019. At the same time, increasing its capacity 1.5 times to almost 300 elevators per month, or 3,500 per year, the National Industrial Portal reports. Fueled in large part by exports to Poland, the expansion includes new offices, manufacturing shops, and technology. Euroformat is staying busy, having recently announced a contract with Polish Railway General Contractor PRKiL SA to provide an undisclosed number of heavy-duty, high-capacity lifts to stations in Kraków, Warsaw, and other locations, according to Interfax Ukraine.
The Dakshineswar Skywalk between a traffic roundabout and the Dakshineswar Kali Temple in Kolkata, India, will be served by vertical transportation equipment that includes 12 escalators and 4 elevators. Designed by New Delhi-based Design Forum International for the West Bengal government, the Skywalk has been called a contemporary response to the problems generated over the years, including cars, rickshaws, and pedestrians vying for space along the narrow 400-meter-long Rani Rashmani Road. The road could not be widened due to Indian railway offices on either side. Incorporating more than 200 shops formerly located along the road, the 380-meter-long skywalk provides protection from the weather, as all access points are enclosed in glass. It is expected to open by January 2018.
The Ohio Facilities Construction Commission is administering an $8.5 million upgrade of 19 elevators at the Vern Riff State Office Tower in the state capital of Columbus, Ohio, Columbus Business First reports. The 32-story tower at 77 South High Street is nearly 30 years old, and its elevator equipment is original. Work will include new finishes, controls, and technology. Columbus-based Altman Company won the contract, beating out four other bidders. The tower houses the Ohio Governor's and House of Representatives offices, along with the Joanne Davidson Theater.
The Winston-Salem Journal Building at 418 North Marshall Street in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is undergoing a $1.4 million renovation into multi-tenant space that includes elevator improvements that go beyond the regular, the Winston-Salem Journal reports. Both passenger elevators will have wall panels featuring murals by artist Trina McNabb. When completed, the building, which is owned by Stewart Parks and 418 Marshall Street, LLC, will have an additional 112,000 square feet of office space. The Winston-Salem Journal occupies 16,000 square feet on the ground floor. Lambert Architecture and Interiors is handling the work. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.